The viral pandemic forced schools to shut down, and many families of students with disabilities say their special education services stopped. As NPR's Corey Turner reports, some are now filing legal complaints to get back what they missed.
As part of a months-long investigation with independent reporter Rebecca Klein, we spoke with families all over the country, and we heard again and again how children missed vital services and lost skills. And now some families are filing complaints to compel schools to provide what are called compensatory services. The U.S. Department of Education appears to be on their side, but it's not clear-cut. Attorneys who advise districts warn these special education services can be expensive, logistically challenging, and they imply that schools did something wrong during the pandemic. Schools did their best, these attorneys say, and that should matter when it comes to talking about what remedies they're now obligated to provide. Corey Turner, NPR News.
In Detroit, General Motors says it plans to spend $35 billion over the next 5 years on electric and autonomous vehicles, adding two new battery factories as the auto industry shifts from gasoline to electric or hybrid vehicles. The news comes as rival Ford Motor Company announces its entire Lincoln luxury brand will be electric-powered by 2030. GM says the new battery factories will create jobs for more than 1,000 workers. This is NPR.
You're tuned to CPR News. Good evening. Coming up, Mesa County on the western slope is getting a second real wave of COVID infections, and many healthcare workers see only one way out.
Vaccinate, vaccinate, vaccinate is the same way we got out of polio and smallpox, and we can go through the list, right?
But vaccination rates have been sluggish there, and Mesa County cases and hospitalizations continue to rise. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg brings us that story in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. Nikolai Jokic, who says he will not take part in the Tokyo Summer Olympic Games so he can rest up. The Nuggets, as you probably know, were eliminated in the playoffs earlier this week, and Jokic, by the way, won this season's Most Valuable Player award. It is 102 degrees in Grand Junction.